Okay, seems there one back. Okay, let's start. This presentation, I want to introduce our RDP protocol test suite, and I'm Fung, protocol test suite manager, developer from Shanghai team in China. And this is today's agenda. We have three sections, an overview introduction of protocol test suite, and then give you more details about RDP protocol test suite, and at the end, introduce how to use RDP test suite to test your product. So now let's start. First, I want to show you a video. This short video will help you to understand why we developed the protocol test suite. Okay. Interesting video. And from the video, you can know that we have many protocol test suites and test for Microsoft important protocols, such as our RDP and file sharing, Kerberos, and so on. Goals of our protocol test suites include ensure quality of Microsoft protocol documentation, ensure its accuracy and usability. Accuracy means correctness, and usability means the document must provide enough information for partners to implement their product. And another goal is to help to identify your implementation issues. Using the protocol test suite can make debugging easier. Compared to the complexity of a real user environment, the test environment is much easier. And the test suite also provides some useful functions. For example, it can log some encrypted data, the data before encrypted, after decrypted. So these data are very useful if you want to do investigation. In addition, our test suite includes a negative test case, which are used to test a negative situation. And we also provide the source code together with the test suite, which can be a reference during your development. So this is the goals. This page, I want to show you our test methodology, which can help you to understand how we test a protocol. Since we are all interested in the client, RDP client, so I will use the client-side pattern implementation as an example. You know, a protocol usually have a server and a client. And at the beginning, the server and the client are both Windows implementation. And at the same time, Microsoft will provide open specification to describe the protocol. First, we will start our work to develop a protocol test suite according to the open specification, and use this test suite to test Windows client, the Windows implementation. This step is used to verify the document to improve the quality of the open specification. After that, we will provide the test suite to partners. So you can use the test suite to test your implementation and identify issues. This lab helped to improve partners' implementation. And finally, the goal of our test suite, partners' implementation can communicate with Windows implementation more smoothly. This is our test methodology. Okay. I think most of you have attended the presentation about test suite last year. So before I give more details about RDP protocol test suite, I want to highlight what's new since last year. So here, first is the good news. We have released our test suite, so you can download it from Microsoft Connect. And the test suite also brings some new features. The first, the protocol test manager. This is a unified UI for our protocol test suite. So you can use it to run and configure the test suite. And the protocol-based SUTK adapter, which provides a new method to run the test suite automatically. So you can use it to build automatic test environment on any system. And graphic output verification is used to verify the graphic output on the RDP client. This feature is very useful to test the codecs and the graphic control commands. The superlog viewer, this function is used when you want to do investigation. It will combine all necessary information and logs together in one window. It is very convenient if you want to do investigation. Okay. And for these new features, I will give you more details later. In addition, the test suite covered Windows 8.1, new protocols, and new features. Okay, the last one is that we also developed a server-side RDP protocol test suite. This presentation is mainly about the client-side RDP test suite, so I want to clarify that when I mentioned the RDP test suite, it indicates the client-side test suite to test the RDP client. So just to let you know that we also have a server-side test suite to test the RDP server. So you can have a try if you are also implementing the RDP server. Okay, this is the first section. So before I go to the next section, any questions? Okay, let's go ahead. The second section, I will introduce the RDP protocol test suite. And this section mainly answers two questions. What we tested and how we tested. So here is a brief introduction. The test target is RDP client, and the test suite is a synthetic RDP server. Synthetic RDP server here means the test suite can replace RDP server to talk with the RDP client during the test. So for RDP client, a running test case is a RDP server. And test suite has been aligned with Windows 8.1 documents and has more than 200 test cases. It is developed by C Sharp, and we provide test code, including several codecs implementation, which can be a reference. Okay. Okay, let's talk about what we tested. Here, I want to quickly list the protocols and features we tested. Okay. First, RDP BCGR, we are all very familiar with it. So just to emphasize that, we also covered Windows 8 and Windows 8.1 protocols features. And RDP IFX, another very familiar protocol, we tested the codecs and its data structure. We also tested RDP USB for USB redirection, and tested RDP VRR for video remoting. And RDP EGFX, okay, another very important protocol. We tested the codecs, messages, and its graphic control commands. And we also tested RDP UDP and RDP EMT for multi-transport, for the UDP transport, okay. And test RDP EI for multi-touch input. And the last protocol is Windows 8.1 protocol. We tested RDP EDISP for display configuration update. So this is what we tested. Okay, we focus on new protocols and features since Windows 8. Okay, now continue. Let's talk about how we tested. Here is our architecture of the RDP protocol test suite. This high level architecture can help you to understand it and to use it. Here you can see the system and the test. And SUT, this is a system, and we have installed IDP client on this system, and test case replace IDP server to talk with the IDP client by TCP or UDP to do the test. You know, in IDP protocols, most requests are initiated by IDP client. So we need something to trigger the IDP client to initiate this request to do the test. We use a component called SUT control adapter to do this thing. SUT control adapter is used to control status of the SUT. For example, it can trigger SUT to start an IDP connection or trigger the SUT to do some user input on the IDP client. So this is our architecture of the test suite. And in the next section, when talking about how to use the IDP protocol test suite, I will give you more details about SUT control adapter. It is very important because you can use it to do automatic test. Okay, when talking about how we tested, you may be interested in how we design a test case. So here is a simple example to show how we design test cases from protocol documentation. In a protocol document, you may always see statements like this. If IDP server sends message A to IDP client, and IDP client should respond with message B. And if A is invalid, client should return error message C. For the first sentence, we can design a positive test case to test normal usage. The test case will send message A and expect the message B from client. And for the second sentence, we can design a negative test case to test error handling. So this time, the test case will send an invalid message A and expect a message C to indicate the error. So this is how we design a test case. And continue on the topic of how we tested, I want to highlight a new feature, a graphic output verification. I think you may be interested in it. This feature is used to test the codecs and the graphic control comments for protocols IDP IFX and IDP EGFX. First, the test suite will get the graphic output from IDP client by using the SUT control adapter I mentioned. And it will do a screenshot on the SUT and transfer the image back to the test suite. And at the same time, the test suite will generate an expected image. After that, the test suite will verify whether the output is expected by comparing the two images. We use two methods to do the comparison, to do the verification for different situations. For non-lossy codec, such as clean codec, some graphic control commands just send uncompressed images. We will verify whether the output is exactly the same as we expected. We will compare the two images pixel by pixel, check whether they are equal. So it is very simple. But for a lossy codec, for example, the remote FX codec, we will verify whether the output looks similar as we expected. So, which means they are not exactly the same, but hard to tell the difference by human eyes. So, that's a question. How can we decide whether two images look similar? So, we use an image quality assessment algorithm, MSSSIM. MS here not indicating Microsoft. In fact, it is a multi-scale structural similarity, an algorithm to measure similarity between two images. When comparing two images, this algorithm can calculate a value from negative 1 to 1. And the two images are more similar, the value is bigger, closer to 1. So here is an example. You can see four images on the right, and its corresponding MSSSIM value on the left. The first image is the original image, used as the reference image. And the second image is the lost some high frequency data, just as the remote FX codec did. So you see it is a little blurred. And compared to the first image, its value is 0.974. The third image lost a lot of high frequency data. So you can it's just like the remote FX codec using a high loss rate. So it is much more blurred. And its value is 0.882. The last image encountered a decoder error during when using the remote FX codec. So you see it is quite different. And its value is 0.175. So we can use this algorithm to compare two images and use the calculated value to decide whether the two images look similar, whether the output looks similar as we expected. So it's a very interesting function. And also now at the end of this section, I want to have a look of the test environment. It's very simple, just two machines, system and test, which is used to install your RDP client, and it can be any system. And test suite host used to install our test suite. It must be a Windows, and Visual Studio 2012 must be installed. And so the deployment steps is also very simple. So the environment is very, very easy. So until now, so far, any question? Okay. I will go ahead and talk about how to use the test suite to test your product. We provide several manners to run the test suite. The most recommended method is to run test suite from Protocol Test Manager. Protocol Test Manager, PTM, is a unified UI for protocol test suite. So besides running test cases, it also includes other functions, such as auto-detect supported features and use the detected result to automatically configure the test suite and filter the test cases. And you can also use it to view the test result. Here is a screenshot of the PTM. And we can have a look of the menu on the left. And here shows the steps how the PTM guides you to configure and run the test case. It includes the auto detection and show detection result and filter test cases and configure the test suite and run test suite and view the result. So it is a very friendly UI. And in the demo session this afternoon, you will get more details about this. You can also run test suite from bench files. The test suite provides many bench files for you, so you can run the test suite from bench file. And you can run test suite from the Visual Studio. It is useful if you want to debug a test case. So this section, I also want to take some time to introduce SUT control adapter. It is very useful if you want to use the test suite. It will help you to support, to build an automatic test environment. And as I mentioned, SUT control adapter is used to control status of SUT. So in fact, it is an interface, defines methods for changing or querying status of SUT. It looks like this, just an interface. So defines some methods. For example, the first method, RDP connect with negotiation approach, it is used to trigger SUT to start RDP connection. And this connection should use negotiation approach to decide incorruption method. So we provide three implementation of this interface corresponding to three types of SUT control adapter. The protocol-based SUT control adapter, which is a new type, we define a protocol to transfer control commands and the results. And the PowerShell script SUT control adapter uses PowerShell script to remote control SUT. The interactive SUT control adapter provides a manual test way, so you need to control the SUT by yourself manually. So in the next few pages, I will give you more details about these three SUT control adapters so that you can choose the most suitable one for you. The first one is the protocol-based SUT control adapter. We have defined a simple protocol to transfer control commands and the result. So if you want to use this SUT control adapter, you need to develop an agent program on the SUT. The agent is used to listen the control command from SUT control adapter and do operation on the SUT. For example, if the test case call a method in the SVD control adapter, want to start an RDP connection, then the SVD control adapter will send a SVD control request message to the agent. The agent then do operation on the SVD. Here it will open an RDP connection. And after that, the agent will respond an SVD control response message to indicate succeed. So this two message is our self-defined protocol, and we call it SVD remote control protocol. Here, I want to show you a quick demo to help you to understand this SVD control adapter. Okay, now you can see this is the test environment. It's a little small. We only have two machines, system and test, SVD, and a test with host. Let's first quick have a look of the system and test, SVD. Okay, I need a password. Okay. The SVD is a Linux system. It's a Ubuntu, and I have installed FreeRDP on it. And here you see the Java program. It's an agent prototype we developed. The main logic of this agent is quite simple. Just start listening and process the control command received. Currently, this program can only process three types of control commands. Start RDP connection, stop RDP connection, and screenshot. When process the screenshot control command, it will do screenshot on the RDP client and transfer the image back to the test suite. So now we can start this agent. Now it starts listening. And here we can go to the test suite host and to start a RDP test case. Here you see this is the protocol test manager. And also in afternoon's demo session, you can get more details about it. Here, just want to use it to trigger a test case. OK, we select a test case to test RDP IFX codec and use image mode. OK, I will start. Run the select test case. Run test case. And let's quick come back to the SVD. Okay, you can see it received the control command and automatically open RDP connection. Okay, it finished. We can have a look at the log. Totally, the agent processed three control command. Start an RDP connection and do screenshot and close the RDP connection. And you can see the result in here in the test suite host. This case has passed. And this is how the protocol-based SVD control adapter works. And here we can get more details about the graphical output verification. We can have a look of the log here. Or you can click here, this link, to see the log. Okay. And here's a subfolder screenshot. Here you can see two images, new images. And the screenshot, this is the screenshot by the agent program and transferred by to the test suite. And test suite saved the image here. And the other image is called the base image. This image is generated by the test suite used to do the comparison. In fact, the test suite not use the original image as the base image directly. It will use the same parameter to do encoding and decoding and generate a new image to do comparison with the screenshot. So this is more detail about the graphic output verification. So this is the demo. Let's go back to the slides. Any questions until here so far? Do you have any questions? OK.
For the protocol for testing, is it documented anywhere?
The document is in the test suite MSI packet. If you install our test suite, you can see a document folder, and you can see all the document, including this protocol. It's a very simple protocol. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay, let's go back to the slides. Oh, where's my mouse? Okay, here. So the advantage of the protocol-based SUT control adapter is that it doesn't depend on any other remote control method. So you can build automatic test environment on any system, even though there's no suitable remote control method supported. And also, you don't need to do any work on the test suite. So it is suitable for non-Windows developer. A disadvantage is that you need to develop an agent program. But I want to emphasize that the workload of the development is low. The protocol we defined is very simple, just two messages. And if you have basic knowledge of RDP protocol, it is quite simple for you. And also, the agent program is on the SUT, the same environment as your RDP client product. So you are familiar with it. You can quick start. And also, the agent is a program and developed by you. It's controlled by you. So it can be powerful and flexible as you wish. Okay, another SUT control adapter is PowerShell script SUT control adapter.
So do you have sample agents available?
Yes, we currently have two prototypes of the agent. One is written by the Java, you have seen it, and the other is a C# program. So we can copy it to you if you want.
Is the agent mandatory on the client because we have a solution which is hardware-based?
The agent. The agent, yeah.
Yeah, is it mandatory? Is it really needed on the client side?
Because the agent is on the client side, installed on the SUT, the same machine as your RDP client. Is this your question?
Because we have a hardware solution.
It's hardware
without operating system. Our RDP client is without operating system, and so we are not able to develop an agent.
So you mean your RDP client is a hardware,
yeah,
and cannot implement an agent on it.
Correct. Yeah.
Your hardware not support other, for example, the C++ or some program on it. You can, the hardware can develop some other program on it, the environment.
We may develop an additional program, of course, but we have just an RDP client on the hardware.
Yeah, we know that it's just a RDP client, not other system between there.
No.
Okay.
Just a question, just to check if it's possible or not. Okay.
No. We think. We may need some environment to build this agent, to develop this agent. So if you just hardware and there's just an RDP client on it, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. Because the environment of the RDP client, we are not very familiar with every client environment. So we built it. The aim of the protocol-based SUT control adapter is that partner and you may be the most familiar with your environment. So you can build an agent on that environment. Okay.
Okay. So to answer the question, if you don't have the environment to build the agent, in the next slide, the phone will introduce an interactive one, which is you can do it manually to trigger your client. Yeah.
Okay. The PowerShell script SUT control adapter. This adapter uses PowerShell script to remote control the SUT, and it maps interface methods to PowerShell script. So when a method called, it will run the corresponding PowerShell script to remote control your SUT. If you want to use this SUT control adapter, you need to implement these PowerShell scripts to remote control your RDP client on the SUT. So the previous two SUT control adapters are for automatic test. So if they are not suitable for you, and we also provide a manual test manner, which is interactive SUT control adapter. When you use this adapter, if an adapter's interface is called, the test suite will pop up a dialog and guide you to the operation on the SOT. So if you can't build the automatic test environment, you can use this method to test the IP client. Okay, this is the manual test way. Okay, any question about the SOT control adapter? I think it is very useful if you want to use test suite. Okay. Okay. Now you can use the test suite to test your product, and finally you may find some case field. So here I want to introduce a useful function to help you to do verification if you find a test case field. We call it SuperLog Viewer. Let's imagine when you investigate a test case field, which information are needed. You may need a test log, the network traffic, and some message may be encrypted or compressed. You may need the data before encrypted or after decrypted. So now you can use the message analyzer to combine all this information. Message analyzer is a very powerful tool, and we also have a presentation about it by Brian. And you can use this tool to capture the test log, network traffic, encrypted message simultaneously, and show them in one window. Here is a picture shows how the message analyzer looks like after using the SuperLog Viewer. You can see different colors of lights. They are for different data, include the data on the wire and the data before encrypted and after the decrypted, the green one, and also our test suite log. So now you can do the investigation in one window. You don't need to run the test case many times to collect this information and switch among different windows to do the investigation. You just use this window and do investigation. It is much more convenient. And also we have a demo in the afternoon session. Okay, any question? Okay, the last is time to talk about the server-side test suite. And just to clarify again, all I introduced before is the client-side test suite to test the IP client. And we also bring a server-side test suite. And the test target is IP server. And the test suite is a synthetic IP client, just as the client-side test suite is a synthetic IP server. And currently, the server-side test suite only covers the main scenarios in IP PCGR. We will develop more features according to your request in the future. So this is today's presentation. And do you have any questions? Mike. Daryl, Mike.
For the server-side tests, how do you interface with the third-party server in this case?
You mean the configuration of the test suite?
Yeah, like system under test, but server-side instead.
Yeah, I think test server is easier than for BCGR, it is easier than the test client. So it no need some such as SUD control adapter or something to trigger the server. Mm-hmm. You can just deploy a server there, and the test suite act as an IP client will talk with the server.
Okay.
So, is that answer our question?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you.